Chief safety Trent McDuffie was asked about it.
Each and every week for us, it's a 1-0 mindset, we like to say. You know, it's a faceless opponent, and honestly, the 3-peat hasn't really been talked about. You know, we know it's a goal, but each week sets its own new opportunity to go out there and play.
Eagles come into the game with the second-ranked rushing offense in the league, behind only the Ravens. Quarterback Jalen Hurts says Saquon Barkley has changed the team's dynamic.
I think, obviously, when you have a threat in Saquon and you're able to lean on that, I think that has a big role in what you do offensively. And so he's been a great addition to us, and he's been able to help us in that.
Ravens news, team happy to retain Todd Monken as offensive coordinator. Deal finalized yesterday, terms not disclosed. Ravens head coach John Harbaugh.
He's a really good football coach. He's an old-school football coach with kind of a new school and a creative mind, always creating.
What Monken created last season was a history-making offense. The Ravens became the first team in the NFL to pass for 4,000 and rush for 3,000 yards in the same season. Coming up in 30 minutes, Maryland basketball doing the pole vault. And that is Stein on Sports.
Grandma's coming! Grandma's
no. Ugh. What am I going to do with this house? I don't have the energy this year to listen to her critique my cleaning and how this place looks.
Call Made Pro! Call Made Pro! Call Made Pro!
I know. I'll call Made Pro. Their 49-point checklist will keep your grandmother quiet and get this place back in shape and up to her standards.
Can we have candy, please?
Oh, God.
Call Made Pro 410-529-5960 or madepro.com because grandma's standards aren't standard.
At 11:06, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
Good looking day to get outside, a mix of sun and clouds, 52 today. Tomorrow, a few snowflakes, some sleet possible late in the day, 37, and then widespread rain Thursday, 44 Thursday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Currently 48 degrees in Bel Air, 55 in Hailthorpe, and 53 in Columbia. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Plasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning, good morning. Happy Tuesday. Man, we have been chatting all morning, and I love it. I absolutely do. Don't forget, if you haven't downloaded the WCBM app, go to the App Store, download it today. It is free, and that way you can take the show on the go. At 12 o'clock, you'll be joined by Rob Carson, so stay right there, even at the end of Kim Plasick Live. And it's never really the end, because I'll be back tomorrow. We were talking about USAID. We were talking about tariffs and the trade wars. Don't forget the question of the day at WCBM.com. Brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Is there a downside for the U.S. in a trade war with China? So far, 19% of you say yes, 81% of you say no. Please go ahead and let your voice be heard. And I'll make sure to read the results before we leave here today. So there are some people that do see a downside. And I said before, you know, it's going to be a little different with China compared to Canada, right? Canada, like I said, I don't think I've ever seen a label that said made in Canada. I don't. I'm trying to think. Am I all, you know, 40-something years of life? I don't know if I've ever seen a label like that. When it comes to China, obviously, there is going to be some downsides there. And as people called in and pointed out, you know, the consumers will feel some of that heat. We were talking about, obviously, the fact that, you know, and I understand our caller, and I understand that some people do have trust issues when it comes to some of the individuals in the administration, like Elon Musk and others that are very rich and have a lot of power. But just keep in mind that to be in any of these buildings, to request any of this information, you've got to have a security clearance. You do. Now, whether or not you like the person, that's a different conversation. I've got Brent in Parkville. Brent, are you really from Canada?
I am originally from Canada. I've been in the United States since 95. I'm a legal immigrant. I've been through all the process, had to put myself through school here for my profession since my credentials from Canada. My license up there was not worth the paper it was printed on down here. So as an immigrant, I put myself through school at the same time as working and raising a family. And I have two businesses because it's all about hard work.
Yeah.
What's all about. But I'll tell you about one of the dirty little secrets of the Canadian medical system. And a lot of Canadians don't even know this. So all the socialists out there that are listening that think government medicine is great. No, it is not. It is that your what you pay into it is deducted from your check, from your pay, whether you like it or not. But the dirty little secret is regional hospitals, such as, say, they're all over this country, too. Like, Laurel has a regional hospital. And where I'm from in Ontario, when we would drive to Lake Huron, there's probably three that we would drive past. The dirty little secret is those regional hospitals, their ERs have a budget for the entire year. And if that budget is, say, done at, say, the hospital in Clinton, Ontario, on the 27th of December, if, say, you're a hardworking farmer a couple miles out of town from Clinton, you have a heart attack on the 28th, your wife calls for an ambulance. By the time the ambulance gets there, so many minutes have passed, and they're going to drive by the closest hospital, Clinton, because it is out of budget, and they're going to the next closest hospital, and hopefully that ER still has budget. Because what would happen if they don't have budget at the second one, too?
Oh, wow.
What's it going to be? You're finally going to roll into a hospital an hour later?
Yeah, wow.
And that is socialized, rationed medicine.
Yeah.
And what I have to say to Leonard is, how is it safe that all these Social Security employees are working from home and have access to all our Social Security numbers, date of birth, and everything, and this is all just, and they're transacting on the internet? I know they're going to say that we have the greatest security for our systems in the world, but there's no way. There's just no way. And to that other caller who was talking about that Joe Biden already had this deal in with Canada back in 2024, well, it wasn't being enforced. It's just like coming home from work and seeing that your kid hasn't cut the grass like he was supposed to. There should be consequences. You tell him to get out and cut the grass right now or else. And there was no or else going on in the past administration.
Yeah.
That's the difference. It's called proper consequences for actions.
Yeah.
And that's all I have to say today, my dear. And again, I'm so happy to have you back on the airwaves.
Well, Brent, thank you so much for calling in. And we're happy to have you here in America. Have a great week.
God bless you. You
too. God bless. Bye. Thank you. I can confirm he's from Canada. He said out and about. And I can confirm. I love all the accents today, right? Brian, the producer. We had someone call from Boston, New Hampshire. I love it. Look at us. It's a diverse show. It is. I love it. No, but he did say a lot there, and Brent is absolutely correct. That's why I don't know why so many people are calling for this universal health care. I guess because it sounds good, you know, in theory. And this is what I have as far as the issues with the progressives. They have like these pie-in-the-sky ideas. They think, oh, yeah, this is going to work out. But they never apply the logic to it, right? They never think about, you know, the aftermath. And this is how we're going to get into, in just a second here, we will, the energy prices here in the state of Maryland. They never think about the aftermath. That's what's killing us. Real quick, I got Irv in Jarrisville. Irv, you wanted to weigh in on Johnny O?
Yes, ma'am. Morning, Kim.
Morning.
Hey, I don't know how anybody can say Johnny Olszewski and transparency in the same sentence. I mean, he was asked directly on another station why he voted against the Lake and Raleigh bill. And I'm beginning to think that when you're a freshman congressman, they send you to school to learn how to double talk, because he did not answer the question. In fact, he blamed it on Republicans not reaching out and wanting to work with the Democrats. It's just a disgrace. I don't understand. So I thought I would share my thoughts on Johnny O.
Yeah, no, there's no transparency there. And you know what? It's like he says it, the, you know, as much as he can, hoping that people won't see that he's the least transparent guy in government. But that's what he's doing, Irv. Thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you.
Sure, thank you.
Thank you. Real quick, I saw this flash by my screen. I thought this was interesting. Airport workers were recently arrested for allegedly leaking footage of the fatal plane crash to CNN. This is now a headline. Wow. So this is coming out of, right now, I'm reading it from Channel 9 there in D.C. It says the employees that worked for Washington Airport Authority, they are accused of making an unauthorized copy of the footage and now face charges of computer trespass. There were two people involved. Both have been booked into jail and have been since released, but will face charges. Yes, yeah, so I guess, again, anybody can leak and take anything about anything. Here's the problem. And, wow, why would you do such a thing? I guess, you know what, because CNN was probably paying big money for some of that footage of that crash. I guess I'm one of those people where I would look at it, and I wouldn't want to risk a family member seeing something that, you know, they haven't heard about or seen themselves before seeing it on television. Like, I would fear that. That's why I hate when people really, they repost, like, someone being killed or a tragic accident. You know what I mean? It's like, how do you know the family has seen this? How do you know? I don't know. I guess for me, I feel like it's in poor taste. But those airport workers are going to face, I'm sure, some real consequences. Speaking of which, real quick, I call him the White Hood Rat, John Callis. Did you guys see the guy? He was a Ravens fan. And he was walking through, it was at Federal Hill, I believe it was Federal Hill. And it was right after a Ravens game. The Ravens played the Commanders. And the Ravens actually won. Yet there was these two guys, they were walking, you know, in their Commanders jerseys. And this guy, John Callis, comes up and sucker punches this guy, knocking him out there on the streets, unconscious. Luckily, there was some cell phone footage of it. And it went viral. And so people were able to figure out it was this guy, John Callis. Well, apparently he had a little bit of a rap sheet. And his parents are so wealthy. The word on the street is allegedly, you know, they've gotten him out of trouble in the past. Well, just so you know, that guy, he was convicted. And so he's now been sentenced to attend AA meetings, 100 hours of service. And he will have a fine of $4,000. And $600. I thought that was really low, considering this guy being knocked out on the ground unconscious. And he fell off the curb, this Commanders fan, like into the street. I'm looking at the fine, and I thought, you know what? This is why we got to do something about our judicial system. The 4.6, in my view, is not enough for what that Commanders fan went through. It went viral. Everybody saw his face. Now, he was sucker punched, so I don't think anybody looked at it as, you know, he'd lost some fight or anything like that. He shouldn't feel embarrassed on that. But getting knocked out unconscious on the street like that, luckily he had a friend there. Luckily. Because could you imagine, what if he and his friend were separated at the moment, and it was just he that was walking in that Commander's jersey? And people would have had to been, hopefully they would come to his aid. I don't know. Well, anyways, just so you know, that guy, John Callis, he did plead guilty, and those are his consequences for his action. But I think they should have been worse, especially the fine. Especially the fine. But I just wanted to make sure that you knew that he was held accountable for his actions, because that was a big story when it all went down. I also wanted to mention, before we get into this next story, when it comes to voter ID in this country, because, of course, this is something that the Republicans said they want to get done within the first 2 years of President Trump's term here. According to a Rasmussen poll, 77% of Americans do believe that voter ID is a reasonable measure. That is up significantly from what it was in 2020. Apparently, in 2020, you had about 51% of Americans that believe that voter ID was a reasonable measure. It's now at 77%. So, Republicans, you know, don't get complacent. Go ahead, get this done. I know there's a lot going on right now, and every day I'm sure President Trump will make news. Every day, I'm sure the Trump administration will be doing something big that will, you know, have you distracted. But I need Congress to act. I really do. We got to get this voter ID thing handled. And if you have 77% of Americans right now, strike while the iron is hot. Let's do it. Also, speaking of which, you know, people doing ridiculous stuff. Did you guys see that student that was posing as an ICE agent at Temple University? Who's raising these kids? I mean, really? Look, it's already a tough conversation that we're having with all these ICE raids. And look, they need to be done, no doubt. But apparently there was a kid, a student at Temple University. He actually put even on a jacket that read ICE on the back, and that he was going up to some of the Hispanic students there at the university and making threatening comments. So luckily he was arrested. But my goodness, check on your kids, you know, and you might have raised them right, but they might be at school acting up. So I need you to check on these kids, okay? Because that's not right. It really isn't right at all. I did want to mention real quick, because our caller Leonard, he talked about President Trump removing LGBTQ language and stuff like that from government websites. I just want to be, you know, very clear here, you know, on record. Please remove it all. Remove it all. This whole thing with LGBTQ and all this other stuff, I had enough. I had enough. And I've got friends that are lesbians, that are gay. I don't know if I have friends that are bisexual. Nobody's ever talked about that in my friend group. But also, and just so you know, and I know this sounds really bad, but I don't think you can be bi. I think you're just gay. Is that wrong to say? You know what? I don't care if it's wrong to say. I say it. I don't care if it's wrong. Like, because if you're already, like, playing on the other side of the field there, then, I mean, are you really... Sure, you may go back and forth, but at that point, to me, you're gay. Oh, man. You know what? Now is a great time for a break. When we get back, we're going to talk about the energy issues we have here in the state of Maryland.
Time to celebrate American Heart Month with Rescue Natural Supplements. For nearly 40 years, Rescue Omega-3s have been providing people with the essentials to fortify heart health, reduce inflammation, and support healthy cholesterol levels. That's why it's the best time to dive into Rescue's February special. Right now, Rescue's most popular products, their premium omega-3 fish oils, are buy one, get one free, exclusively for radio listeners. Just use the listener code OMEGA50 when placing your order. Call today at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483 and speak to a knowledgeable product consultant, or use the code OMEGA50 online when you visit res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Don't forget the code OMEGA50 when buying one bottle of Rescue Omega-3s to receive a second bottle free. Again, use the code OMEGA50. Fortify your heart and support a healthier well-being with...
Seems everything costs more these days. Gas, groceries, and when's the last time you checked your wireless bill? Yikes. When it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Switch to Consumer Cellular and get the same fast, reliable, nationwide coverage without the Big Wireless bill. Plans start at just $20 a month, and that's not a short-term promo. But don't just take our word for it. Here's Jackie and Veronica, real customers.
I didn't know that I could get something for a lot less money that was actually better than who I was with before.
Anytime anybody complains about their cell phone bill, we say, you've got to check out Consumer Cellular.
Our U.S.-based experts will get you switched and saving in about 20 minutes. Just call or click to see how much you can save today. Because when it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com. That's 1-888-FREEDOM or ConsumerCellular.com today. Real people pay to share their opinions in this ad. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing.
In a world of rising grocery and gas prices, jacked up interest rates, and increased insurance rates, there's one thing that remains an incredible value. In fact, it's free with no monthly fees. Download the WCBM mobile app today for your favorite shows, news, sports, traffic, and weather, and all the info and entertainment you need. Listen or stream us live. Download the app and stay connected with Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. You know what? I really love the fact that I'm not running for office, because I feel as though people are really getting to know me. I really do. I really do. And it's, you know, because, you know, before you have to be extremely proper, and I'm not that proper of a person. I kind of tell it like it is, and I'm okay with that. I recently just made a post online because, you know, we were talking about USAID and all this money going to foreign countries. And I said, to simplify what's going on with USAID, I said, President Trump has decided America will no longer be a sugar daddy for other countries. Hoes are mad. Because that's what it comes down to. Hoes are mad. Look, I don't want to continue. First of all, I don't really care to send money to any other country right now because we are trillions of dollars in debt and we have a huge homeless population. Our veterans aren't being taken care of properly. We need more money for military, more money for our first responders. There's a lot going on here, okay? If I had my way, I wouldn't send any money to any other country. But I don't have my way. But at the same time, at least the least we can do, the very little we can do, is make sure there's very little fraud and waste. Is that too much to ask? It's not too much to ask. I got my friend Gary in Kingsville. Gary, you wanted to weigh in?
Good morning, Kim.
Good morning.
You know, if we still taught history, some of these things wouldn't be such complex issues. Because my memory of the founding of our nation said that this whole issue of giving benefit to people, whether they be the widow of a famous soldier in the army or whether it be a foreign nation, that these things, that whenever these issues were brought up, our founders went to their Constitution to try to see if there was anything in Article 1, Section 8 that justified this kind of expenditure. And there's nothing there. They kept pointing that out, that if you want, that we, sure, we have great sympathy for this widow of this hero of America, but if you want to do something to support her, let's pass the hat and pull money out of your own pocket.
Right.
To show the sympathy that you had instead of stealing it from others. So this is not a new issue. It's been there since the founding. And people use things like the general welfare clause and this and that. Well, if the general welfare clause was sufficient to justify this, then why did they put Article 1, Section 8 in where they specified the kind of things that Congress was authorized to spend money on? And this sort of foreign aid and domestic aid, whatever, none of that is in there.
Yeah.
So, hence, we shouldn't be doing any of it.
Yeah. No, I agree with you 100%, Gary. Thank you so much for breaking that down. I appreciate you. Say hello to the missus for me.
God bless you, hon.
God bless. Thank you. Yep. And that's what it comes down to. Real quick here before we go to break, I just want to mention, Daryl, you sent this in a text line. It says, Talon, PJM, reach agreement to keep two of the coal oil generation online for liability in Maryland. That's what it, okay, so this is, Daryl's talking about how we ended up closing Brandon Shores, okay? That was a big question, and I know it's a bit confusing. But if you look at, and this is posted by the Maryland Public Policy Institute, they put this out on November 22nd, 2023. The headline, right here, Federal Energy Regulator said coal plant closure could be potentially catastrophic, and it is, okay? So this came back out in November of 2023, okay? And this is the Maryland Public Institute. What it comes down to, and I try to make sure that I posted this, in 2020, Talon Energy, which is an energy company out of Texas, by the way, announced it had reached an agreement with Sierra Club. Now, Sierra Club, this is that organization that's all about environmentalists, right? They've closed over 400 coal plants across the entire country. This is what they do. They reached an agreement with the Sierra Club to shutter Brandon Shores and two other major coal power plants in the region. The decision was made in exchange for an agreement from the Sierra Club, which aims to avoid future litigation or permit disputes related to coal at Talon Energy's transitioning sites. So that's how all of this began, okay? Now, who supports Talon or who supports Sierra Club? People like Governor Wes Moore and all these other climate change activists that are now elected officials. Now, Governor Moore, his spokesperson, Elliot, actually made a comment on this. But I'll get to that in a second. You had Congressman Andy Harris. As soon as all this went down, he spoke out and said, no, we cannot go forward with this. Energy costs will rise through the roof. This is in 2023. That's what Congressman Andy Harris said in 2023. Okay? Nobody took him seriously. They ignored it. They said, oh, well, we're headed towards, you know, clean energy and da-da-da-da. We had no infrastructure in place. So this is how Brandon Shores ended up closing. Then you had Democrats in Annapolis, like Senator Ferguson and others. They're like, oh, yeah, we're going to the greener, you know, the Green New Deal here in Maryland. We're going to have the wind turbines. We're going to have this. We're going to have that. We had none of this in place. Yet they all supported closing Brandon Shores. Now, Senator Bill Ferguson yesterday or this morning did an interview saying that it was on President Trump. This has nothing to do with President Trump. If anything, Republicans were trying to stop this from happening. When we get back, we're going to talk about the energy costs in Maryland.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s nomination for health secretary has cleared a major hurdle. In a party-line vote, the Senate Finance Committee has sent the nomination on to the full Senate. President Trump's imposition of 10% tariffs on imports from China is being answered by Beijing with the threat of tariffs on U.S. goods and Chinese tariffs to take effect next week. Mr. Trump has agreed to a one-month pause in tariffs on Mexican and Canadian imports after both of those countries agreed to do more to secure the border with the U.S. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is in Washington for a meeting with President Trump. That sit-down to take place later today. And Chris Wright, confirmed by the Senate as Energy Secretary, vowing to unleash America's vast energy resources. On Wall Street, the Dow is 115 points higher, the Nasdaq up 257 points. More details at SRNNews.com.
You know how some places are just so special that you can't wait to go back again? That's what people tell us about when they come to Libertors in Bel Air. Hi, this is Italo, your host of Libertors in Bel Air. We offer great food at a very friendly price in a comfortable atmosphere with plenty of free parking. We think that the superb quality of our salads, pastas, steaks, and seafood will have you come back for more. And also, telling all your friends about us. Visit us at 562 Baltimore Pike, or for more info, Google Libertors Restaurant in Bel Air.
Crestlock.com is a local company specializing in access control, automatic doors, security cameras, and locksmith services. Crestlock.com has the tools and personnel to handle your projects. All Crestlock.com staff are required to have the Maryland Security Technician License. We have licensed master electricians and locksmiths. So stop by Crestlock.com at 10015 Plasky Highway to see our state-of-the-art showroom and mobile showroom, or give us a call at 410-256-7800 to bring our showroom to your site.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Super Bowl week, of course, includes a State of the Union press conference by Roger Goodell. And so it was that the league's commissioner took the mic yesterday and was asked about the league's continuing DEI efforts and how they may be affected by the Trump administration's stance.
We got into diversity efforts because we felt it was the right thing for the National Football League. And we're going to continue those efforts because we've not only convinced ourselves, I think we've proven ourselves that it does make the NFL better.
Interesting comments on MLB's Hot Stove Show by new Orioles special advisor Adam Jones, talking about how Japanese ball players starting to emulate their American counterparts.
The way we lift, the way we eat, they're taking accustomed to it. Not all the food that we eat in America, but they're taking accustomed to how we train. And you have a lot of Americans who do go over there, and Latin guys who have the Western training style. And the Japanese players see it. I think they, with so many games being televised, they have the ambition to want to be in America.
Because of his experience in Japan, Jones will help the Orioles develop that market. And finally, how's this for pole vaulting? Maryland basketball, riding a four-game win streak, including a pair of rank wins, has entered the AP Top 25 this week at number 18. It's the first AP Top 25 ranking for the Terps since February of 23, and is the highest since Maryland was ranked 13th in December of 22. Coming up in 30 minutes, an Oriole great passes away. And that is Stein on Sports.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Sunshine, warm temperatures today, but it doesn't last much longer. We've got a dose of winter headed our way tomorrow. Today, a mix of sun and clouds, 52 the high. We're dry tonight. Tomorrow's a cloudy day. A little bit of light sleet, a few snowflakes tomorrow, 37. We're still dealing with a wintry mix tomorrow night, but then it changes to rain Thursday. Rain off and on and 44 the high. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Come into your local AAA Car Care Center and save $90 on select sets of four Continental tires. Only at AAA Car Care Centers. And on the plus side, AAA members save more. Offer ends February 15th. See store for details.
Guess what? Discover's accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. You heard right, 99%. If you don't think so, maybe it's time to face facts. You're stuck in the past, based on the February 2024 Nielsen report. airport. Discover.com/credit card.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. And have you tried the over-the-counter products for your foot pain and nothing seems to work? If that's you, it's time to check out the Good Feet Store. Stop the pain that's stopping you. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today, or just stop by the store nearest you.
Hair Volume is the best-selling hair tablet in the world and one of the many award-winning natural hair products from New Nordic. Purchase Hair Volume at newnordicusa.com or at CVS.
Sell your home fast with certainty. Receive 3 to 6 multiple cash offers with at least one at 100% of market value. Or Vinny Steo, your home sold guaranteed realty, will pay you the difference. Call, text, or visit vinnysteo.com.
Hey, Charlie Kirk here. Be sure to tune in to WCBM for the best of the Charlie Kirk Show every Sunday from 4 to 7 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 in Harford County.
All right. You know what? Did I say if you're just joining us, where the heck have you been? I missed that, didn't I? Oh, look at me not doing my job. I was too busy. Yes, I was too... I was too busy about my comments, my opinion on those that claim to be bisexual. Yes. Why did you get me started? Brian, gosh, yes, I do. I feel that those individuals, and you know what? That's what I try to say. If you're a vegetarian, right, you say you're a vegetarian. But then you say, oh, but I do eat meat on Thursdays. Well, then you're not a vegetarian, right? It's like, that's kind of how I feel. It's just, yeah, I don't know. I'll let it rest. We were talking about Brandon Shores, the coal plant, and the fact that it was shut down here in the state of Maryland. And what we were also discussing is the fact that the Democrats in Annapolis, they were all about this, right? Because these climate initiatives, many of them are very supportive of them. Because if you look at their FCC reports, you'll see when it comes to donations for their campaigns, you know, sponsors for their events, it's these climate change people that are, you know, making money off the fact that we're shutting down coal plants and everything else because, you know, we're going quote unquote green. Well, you know, this is also what Governor Wes Moore wants to do. So when Talen, the energy company out of Texas, when it ended up going against the Sierra Club, which is this organization that supports closing, you know, all of the coal plants in the country, as they were going up against each other, basically Talen says, you know what, this isn't worth the headache. We're going to go ahead and shut down. And so Sierra Club took that as a win. But here's the statement from Governor Wes Moore's spokesperson, Carter Elliott. It says, Governor Moore remains committed to a vision for Maryland's future that includes 100% clean energy, a commitment that will bring countless jobs and hundreds of millions in economic investment across the state. Now, don't forget, this is in November of 2023. Okay. Carter also said earlier this year, 2023, the governor was proud to sign the Power Act and partner with Ørsted to announce Maryland's first offshore wind turbine component center at Trade Point Atlantic. And you might recall because they had this huge event, okay, with Ørsted. And they posted all these pictures, all these videos from that event, okay? Again, November 2023. Ørsted's projects will support the creation of thousands of jobs in Maryland, power nearly 300,000 homes with renewable energy, and help the state achieve its goals of 8.5 gigawatts of offshore wind energy by 2031. As Carter says, at every opportunity, the governor has worked aggressively to help Maryland meet its energy goals, and we will continue to lead the state with the goal at the top of mind while maintaining grid reliability and projecting ratepayers. Again, this is with the Maryland Public Policy Institute. That's who posted this. The spokesperson, Carter, then declined to comment on the Brandon Shores closure. Okay? They knew that this was going to be insanity. They knew that we didn't have the infrastructure in place to take the place of the coal plant. They knew this. They didn't care. So all of these individuals in Annapolis, those like Mayor Brandon Scott, those, you know, in the governor's mansion, like Governor Wes Moore and friends, they all knew that this was going to happen back in 2023. They didn't care. Their agenda is to have a greener Maryland. They did not care. So this is where we say elections have consequences, right? This is now Democrats, if you've been seeing all the videos that have been posted by Baltimore Banner, by Fox 45, they're going around and they're talking to people about their energy bills. Democrat voters are sitting there like a deer in headlights saying, I can't believe our energy bill doubled. Right? It's like, well, where have you been? This was already in the works. It's been in the works. But you decided you're going to just put on a blindfold and vote blue no matter who. And now you're in a position where you can't even afford your BGE bill. You voted for this, for crying out loud. And there's people like myself, and many of you listening to the show, we were screaming this for how long? We didn't vote for this. Yet our bills have also doubled. I want you to take a listen to some audio here. This is the Democrats in Annapolis. And this is with Fox 45. Take a listen.
In the case, because we just know the sheer megawatts needed, that natural gas has to be considered, we are encouraging that any project that would be approved must show that it can be converted to hydrogen when that technology is commercially available and incorporate carbon capture technology when that is available.
Now, if we take a look at the other pieces of legislation that are included in this broader package, one of those bills is called the Renewable Energy Certainty Act, which deals with eliminating regulation hurdles at the local level for solar and battery storage options across Maryland. The third bill is the Resource Adequacy and Planning Act. This creates an independent office within the Public Service Commission to plan for the state's long-term energy needs. Right now, supporters say that expertise is not always available to lawmakers.
Now, the core responsibility of this office is the development of a 25-year comprehensive energy forecast.
So, Mackenzie, how do these plans fit with the state's clean energy goals that Governor Wes Moore has been pushing?
Well, Kai, critics of the state's green energy plan say that the legislative package introduced earlier today and talked about really is a reality check for the policies that are in place across the state. We know that Maryland imports 40% of its energy, and as we continue to see the energy prices climb, critics say that this is a reality check and that something else needs to change.
Again, that's Fox 45. You heard there Mackenzie Frost. And that was Senator Bill Ferguson that was speaking at the very beginning. So instead of addressing, right, instead of saying, all right, let's get on the phone with the Sierra Club. Let's get on the phone with Talon Energy. Let's see if we can get the coal plant Brent Shores back open and start dipping into these prices so they go down. They're not saying that. What they decided to do is they decided to introduce more bills in Annapolis, in my view, pretending to tackle the issue. The issue is, as Mackenzie pointed out there, we're importing 40% of our energy. Of course, we cannot control how much those prices are. Instead of just opening up the coal plant like Brandon Shores, instead of doing that, they're going to try to figure out a different way because, God forbid, they actually admit that they made a huge mistake that they were warned about time and time again. And real quick, you know, because I'm going to get to the phone lines. If you guys want to weigh in, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. I just want to go real quick back through this article posted in 2023 by the Maryland Public Policy Institute. Because, again, Congressman Andy Harris was already all over this. And he was basically saying, if you do this, people aren't going to be able to afford their energy bills. He said that before Brandon Shores even shut down, okay? And this is what we see often. Have you noticed there's always Republicans warning Democrats about what might happen, what the consequences will be for their actions, and they don't listen? Here's what Andy Harris said. Closing an efficient, low-cost energy-producing plant like Brandon Shores is just one more way America is surrendering our energy advantage to China and Russia. Okay? He's basically saying, don't you do it. We're going to be in a horrible situation. And he was right. And now look at us. What gets me, and I know Fox 45, I know they can't do it, but all these people that they're interviewing, you know, that are like crying about their energy bills, I would just like to ask them. I say, well, did you vote Democrat by chance? Did you vote for Governor Wes Moore and Dan Cox? Who did you vote for? Because I would love to know. Because as soon as they say Governor Wes Moore, which I know many of them will, I will say, well, here was his comments in 2023, and here's what we did, and here's why your bill is doubled. And then just give them the mic. Put the mic back in their face just to get their reaction. Because this is what they're doing. They're doing it to the entire state, unfortunately. We're all being caught up in this. I've got Pat in Harford County. Pat, you wanted to weigh in?
I sure do. And where can I start, Kim? You know, I've been attending PJM meetings since 2017. I'm attending one this afternoon. And part of what's on the agenda this afternoon is to do a revisement of the cost of the transmission infrastructure that will be built in Pennsylvania and Maryland through Harford and Baltimore counties in Anne Arundel, to revise the original cost that was stated in July of 23 by PJM and BGE of $750 million. On today's slide deck, that cost is escalated to $1.514 billion to build the infrastructure to import the electricity from Pennsylvania to replace the generation capabilities of Brandon Shores and Wagner plants. It is high time that this state realize that their energy policies are a joke. Yeah. I called Bill Ferguson's office today to get the three bills for the Next Generation Energy Act. It's Senate Bill 937, Renewable Energy Certainty Act, Senate Bill 931, and Resource Adequacy Planning Act, Senate Bill 909. One of the things that I saw in the write-up about these bills was a mention by House Speaker Jones about peaker plants. If all they're intending to build is natural gas peaker plants, which is how Brandon Shores typically runs because of the cost and the emissions, that's a joke. What I told President Ferguson's office is, in order for Maryland to catch up, we need 6 to 7 natural gas plants to be built in order to generate enough electricity just to keep up. These extension cords that PJM approved in December of 2023 that birthed the Maryland Piedmont Project, the Tri-County Transmission Project that's tasked with BGE to build, the Morrow Project that will impact Allegheny and Garrett counties, and the Senate bill that that 399 that Senator McKay wants to cut 400 feet of right-of-way through the state preserve wildlands to make room for an extension cord from West Virginia, basically, to the data centers in Loudoun County. I'd like to know, PJM, and I'm going to ask today, what's the true cost? The cost was estimated at $5.1 billion. If those costs have doubled, we're talking over $10 billion for extension cords to states like Maryland and Virginia that refuse to build the required natural gas generation to power their states. That's where we are. And ratepayers, electricity consumers, pay for these lines. We pay for them for years and years and years.
Right.
So it would be much cheaper to build the natural gas and generation plants. And if Delegate C.T. Wilson was true to his word on January 15th at a hearing with the MEMA, the Maryland Energy Administrator, Director Pinsky, that Maryland wants to be free of PJM, they want to be energy independent, they better start building these natural gas plants, because small modular reactors, per Pinsky, are 6 to 10, 8 to 12 years away. That technology doesn't exist. There is one design, NuScale, that's been approved by the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. It hasn't been implemented anywhere.
Yeah. Well, Pat, thank you so much for staying on top of this the way that you are, and I appreciate you sharing this with everyone, including myself. Can I ask you real quick, did Senator Bill Ferguson, did he ever get back to any of your requests for comment?
I called today. I had a long conversation with his whoever answered the phone. I offered to have a conversation with him. But, you know, Kim, they have leftist thoughts when it comes to energy. You know, if wind worked or, solar worked, then we wouldn't have this problem in Maryland. We wouldn't be importing all this energy. And quite frankly, they know it doesn't work. So I'm not sure what their game is, but it's hurtful. And if you think electricity prices are high right now, come June 1 of this year, they're going to escalate more because PJM's capacity market had, because of the lack of supply, it's a supply and demand, you know, relationship. It's basic economics. If you cut the supply, the demand goes up, then prices go up. Well, starting June 1, the prices are going to go up again.
Yeah.
Because the capacity market didn't have enough capacity in the BGE zone and the Dominion zone down where all the data centers are in Northern Virginia. So they're going to skyrocket again.
Yeah, such a mess. Pat, thank you so much for calling in and continue the work, and please keep us updated.
Will do.
Thank you so much. It is a mess. Like, when you go to turn on your AC this summer, oh, you're going to see it. You're going to feel every minute of it. You're going to want to invest in a couple fans. You're going to have to. This is a mess. This is truly a mess. And it's not like something that happened overnight. This is a mess that has been accumulating for years now, and it's finally hit our bottom line. I've got Lou in Marriottsville. Lou, you wanted to weigh in?
Yeah, hey, how you doing, Kim?
Good.
I just was going to say, back in, I told the guy that I talked to before, you know, he got me online here, that probably 10, 15 years ago, Constellation, when it was still owned by them, was they put like almost $1 billion in the, they call them scrubbers, to clean the emissions coming out of Brandon Shores. So it I don't know now how it would be, but back then it was like one of the cleanest burning coal plants probably in the nation. And then they shut it down. I don't know. I mean, it's stupid. I don't know. But
yeah.
I don't know where, you know, I just wanted to let you know that they put all that money into it and basically wasted it because now it's sitting there doing nothing.
Right. Well, thank you so much, Lou. I didn't know that at all. Thank you so much for sharing.
Yeah, it was close to $1 billion, yeah.
Wow. Interesting. Yep. Thank you so much. Have a great week.
Yep, you too, Kim.
Thanks. You know, this is crazy to me. And, you know, I hope that, and I know, you know, Congress is focused on a lot right now, especially Republicans, but the Sierra Club, they need to be called out. They closed 482 coal plants in the last few years. So if you think we're just feeling this heat here in the state of Maryland, there's other states and other areas where they're feeling it as well. And they're, like, taking victory laps over it. Tony, I got about a minute here. You wanted to weigh in?
Yes, ma'am. I worked at Brandon Shores for over 10 years as an operator.
Oh.
They invested over $1 billion for the scrubber system to meet the emission needs. Then Martin O'Malley killed Unit 3 reactor for Calvert Cliffs. Right. Now Brandon's been reduced down more like a peaker plant. But see, you can't convert Brandon to a natural gas burning plant because of a law called residential priority. So because residents heat their homes with natural gas and there's not a line big enough to supply that plant.
Mm.
Also, Brandon Shores puts out 1,400 megawatts where Calvert Cliffs puts out 1,600. CP Crane has been shut down. That was a plant used for peak power and to push power. And H.A. Wagner runs when it really needs it, which are all coal-fired plants.
Wow. Wow. Tony, thank you so much. This is a disaster. It really is. Thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. We'll discuss where we get back.
Over the next few minutes, we'll discuss what federal employees on the verge of retirement need to be aware of. Mike Kinnett is the founder of ProStatus Financial here in Maryland. He's also a financial planner and estate planning attorney with a master's in tax. Mike, it's already tricky enough retiring from the federal government. Now we have the DOGE, Department of Government Efficiency, to factor in. How can this affect soon-to-be retirees? That's a whole new thing to worry about.
And I know there's a lot of negative connotations to this whole thing, and there's a lot of concern about it. And on one hand, I understand the apprehension and fear we have, because how's it going to impact me personally? Am I going to be the person that's let go for whatever reason? I get that fear. Let's look at this as a positive thing, and how do we take that same concept and approach that they're taking with the government, how do we do that with our own personal retirement?
So positive thing, we get offered early retirement.
Well, absolutely, absolutely. Because if you've thought about getting out early, this is an opportunity that you don't get penalized for leaving early. So in order to be able to explore the option, pick up the phone and give us a call at 866-597-1040. For federal employees specifically, imagine if you have a plan in place that you know exactly what your income's going to be and what you're going to need, right?
Mm-hmm.
We could tell you the best 3 days. We could tell you how much time you're carrying over, what's going to count towards your sick leave and what's going to count for vacation time and how much you're going to be able to increase your years of service. We could add all that up for you and tell you exactly what that final paycheck's going to be. We could tell you the best day for you to retire. Absolutely.
Call ProStatus Financial today for a free federal benefits review. This is for the next callers who are federal employees and have saved $500,000 or more for retirement. Congratulations, and thank you for serving our country. Now call 866-597-1040 or at ProStatusFinancial.com and click on the Federal Benefits Review button at the top of the front page to schedule a free 15-minute phone conversation. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Hi, I'm attorney Stephen Friedman. You know, my dad was a lawyer for 20 years before starting his own practice, the law offices of Michael Friedman. And over that time, besides honing his legal skills, he learned what clients want and expect from a firm. For example, it seems many businesses today do whatever is possible to keep you from talking to a live person. At our firm, we do the exact opposite. It's a priority to assure you speak to a real person who actually knows what they're talking about. For starters, our receptionist was an insurance company claims adjuster for years, and all our staff are experienced and knowledgeable. If you call after hours or on the weekends, we have a live answering service who we've worked with for years and know exactly how to immediately get in touch with us. You won't have to wait 24 hours or for the next business day to get a call back. Normally, you'll hear from us the next hour. So if you or a loved one have been injured by any negligent act, please call the law offices of Michael Friedman, 410-363-6848 for a free consultation. And there is never a fee unless we win.
The Rob Carson Show.
Jake Tapper, he says something that I friggin' can't stand. And it is that they come here to do the work that Americans won't do. Americans are not afraid to do any kind of work, no matter what it takes. The only difference is Democrats like it when little brown people come here and they can pay them substandard wages under the table. That's why they hate it.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, we're talking about Brandon Shores, the fact that it did shut down. And we had a caller that did call in and talked to us about how clean Brandon Shores was. And then we had another caller that called in and said that he also worked at Brandon Shores. And you cannot replace that with a natural gas plant because of laws that are in place for residents, which makes sense. I've got a text here from John in Baltimore. Says the scrubbers that the caller was just referring to made the emissions virtually clean at Brandon Shores. And the emissions coming out of the scrubbers were nothing more than water vapor. And they made what appeared to be a cloud above the power plant. It was the cleanest burning plant in the nation and was forced to shut down. It's a problem for sure. And unfortunately, the Sierra Club, Talon Energy, Democrats in Annapolis, Governor Westmore, they're at the hem of all this. Do I have time to play that CNN audio clip, Brian? Out of the okay, so I wanted to just give to you what El Salvador is giving us, or giving out, I should say, to the entire world. Take a listen.
All right, we're gonna go in here.
Even as I'm stepping through these doors,
in la misma celda,
I don't fully grasp what we're about to walk into. Suddenly, you're hit with the intense gaze of dozens locking onto you. These men described as the worst of the worst, tattooed with reminders of El Salvador's dark past. It's tense and uncomfortable. But here, officials say comfort isn't meant to exist.
There's no mattresses, there's no sheets. You've got a toilet over here for them to go to the bathroom. You've got this basin here that they use to bathe themselves. And then you can see there's a barrel of water that they can drink from.
All right, and there you have it. El Salvador is stepping up. They're going to take the worst of the worst when it comes to violent criminals. They don't mind. Apparently, even if we send El Salvador money to take those death row inmates, it still will be cheaper than housing them here. So we might be sending some people to El Salvador. So tomorrow, we got a lot to talk about. There's a press conference now about the Francis Scott Key Bridge. We'll put that on the show plan. As always, thank you, Brian, for a very great show. And I'll speak to all of you tomorrow at 9 a.m.
This is Pastor David Lewis at the Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with a moment of truth. God is watching America's Christians.